Welcome back, Hustlers, to episode 8 of our Grand Hustle After Show. We're talking the Casino Night Challenge, Eliminations, George versus Everybody again, and of course we have TI Trivia. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. You can have whatever you like.
I was like, where my man at trying to give me whatever I like? Younger me, I was like, what, like 16 when this song came out?
Right. Kids today will never know.
That's definitely one of those. Welcome back, Hustlers, to another after show for the Grand Hustle. I'm your host, Kayla Renee, and of course, I'm not by myself. My ladies are here.
What's up, After Buzzers? It's your girl, Shelsey Vett, and I'm super excited to be back.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Shamari.
Yeah, Shelsey was gone last week.
I know, but you guys did such an amazing job. I was watching it, and I was really happy. Shout out to Sierra and Five Mics for coming down. They're, like, really, like, holding it down. Yes.
That was really great they were there. They had a lot of energy. They kept it lit up in here, so it was fun.
Last week was fun,
It was.
But speaking of fun, what did you guys think of tonight's episode? Overall thoughts?
You know what? I was really, let me not say excited. I was really pleased with this episode. Like, the casino layout was great. I think it looked nice. It was one of those episodes that I felt was very easygoing. Most of them have been chaotic, but this one was pretty easygoing. People were working together. It just gave me, like, a clean layout.
If
that makes sense.
Yeah, and I would say, too, like, they worked together really well in this episode. You can just see that they've actually grown and matured, and they're kind of grasping this whole idea of this hustle and, like, focusing on what's important for the most part. So
I was thinking the same thing. Like, Shells, it was, like, really, like, a calm episode, but I was like finally happy to see them dive into like charity work, something that's like been like super profitable or whatever.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I was like, all the little nits and little bolts and pieces and stuff was just like, it made it so not smooth. It was like, we can't ever have no little smooth
ride. You can.
You gotta have a little bit of petty in every challenge.
Absolutely.
So.
But usually when we come in here, I'm like, no, this episode was crazy. Yes, like, everybody's doing this, everybody's doing that, nobody's getting along.
Yep.
But today it was like a very smooth transition in comparison to last week's episode.
I don't know if I was gonna have anything to talk about, but of course, you know, it was like, no, Jillian had to come for George, and then it ended up being like everybody against George once again.
But he held his ground, which you have to give it to George. Yeah. Even though everybody's against him, he always finds a way to still stand out or still at least get the main thing done. Like, at the end of the day, George's numbers are always on point.
Yeah,
George always comes through and gets the challenge done properly. He like, does. You can't even knock him.
George seemed like he has the type of personality that growing up his whole life, a lot of people didn't like him.
Probably.
So he's probably like, not in a shady way, but he's probably just used to it.
Yeah.
And some people take pride in that. Like, you know, you meet those people and they're like, don't nobody like me. And it's like, that's not cute. You like that nobody like you. You know, some people like that type of like, I guess, attention or lack thereof. Yeah. And he seemed like he has that type of personality.
George be feeling unbothered, though. No. I just feel like he just be looking like, I could say something, but let me not today.
Which I feel like we've watched him grown over the episodes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because, in the beginning.
I honestly feel like George might be, like, bottom three. I feel like he has, like, a lot of, like qualities that would keep him there. You know what I mean?
Because
he'd be getting real close. We'd be like, oh, it might be George this week. But then he'd just be escaping under the radar.
That's true.
But it's like, he always does what T.I. is asking for at the end of the day. It's like, he may mess up, like T.I. was saying. It's like, you may F up. But it's like, clearly, you're bringing in the numbers. You're bringing money in. You're bringing the clients in. Like,
it's
you
like have
the hustle for that. Yeah.
It's like that one coworker nobody likes, but they like do a really great job.
So you can't get rid of them.
Yeah, you can't
get rid of
them.
You're so good.
And it's like, you try to talk to your manager about them. Like, you know, he just doesn't get along with the team. It's like, but his performance is just really great. I'll talk to him, but they're never going to fire him.
It's like a thin line between being a teacher's pet and actually, like, being just like some
very thin.
That's crazy. But to, like, not even confuse everybody, we're actually talking about the whole charity challenge. Mm-hmm. So T.I. challenged both teams, Grand and Hustle, this week to come up with a casino charity challenge for his Harris Community Works charity, which is, like, the whole Harris family. They collaborate on, what is this, philanthropic?
I only heard of philanthropy, T.I. said the same word that we're saying, but in a way I've never heard it before. I've only heard of philanthropist and philanthropy work, and he said philanthropic?
Yeah, and I was like,
philanthropatory. He said philanthropatory efforts.
Yes, it was something that we was like, whoa, let me write this down, and I had to just point it out real fast, because that word just had me, like, confused.
Philanthropatory.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's look that up really quick.
I think it's true.
I mean, I'm sure
T.I. wouldn't say it if it was
educated the adjectives individual. Are,
what is it, like synonyms, other ways to say the word?
I have not been.
TI always challenges us every week with a dictionary based
the
word.
Thesaurus.
Of course. But yeah, so they had to work together to come up with a charity event. And so they came up with a little casino theme thing. And the hashtag was Gamble to Give. But everybody was just coming at George. Everybody kind of had their own little task that they had to do. But mm-hmm. Crystal started off real salty, like, for some reason. I have
she
no
did.
Idea.
And to speak on the hashtag, I'm usually not Team George, but I think that was so petty in the boardroom when he said gamble to give back. And they were like, no,
like
let's
it.
Do gamble to number give. Two, give. Yeah. Gamble to give.
And oh, I like that way better.
And like, it's just like, that was so childish.
Yeah,
like,
was.
They just took out one word. So in that moment, I definitely was Team George.
Yeah.
But yeah, Crystal definitely was on 10.
They did that with the other charity challenge too, the pop-up shop. Didn't mm-hmm. they? He came up with the hashtag with Javi, and then it was like Javi took the credit because she kind of like tweaked it and mm-hmm. turned it to something else. So it was mm-hmm. like, y'all say not trying to give George his little credit.
But that's really giving him even more opportunity to win though, because he's constantly facing adversity, he's constantly
true.
Facing the conflict,
that's
and he's getting through, he's
I'm
persevering. So it's like, really, y'all just helping George
they
at
are.
This point by like clicking up and then going against mm-hmm. George is really yeah. helping George at this
and,
point.
So. And back to Crystal. This is the side of her we never seen before.
Okay.
Yeah.
T.I. says she was like Cruella de Vil in there. Like, she had like her eyebrow raised. Like, she was rolling her
she
eyes.
She was real mad. Like,
yeah, she was.
George. I was like, wow, where is this coming from?
He just gets under people's skin, man. Like, mm-hmm. he just really just...
And when you know that if someone has that type of personality, you have to do your best to not let them see you sweat like
yeah.
that. Just act completely unbothered, because he gets a kick
exactly.
out of like
yeah.
really seeing them squirm and be pissed off.
That's why I feel like he's going to be like at least bottom three. I don't know if he's going to be like bottom two.
I don't see
like...
him as bottom three.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Who do you think is at least going to be like the last like two though in front of T.I.? Like, it's going to be one of y'all.
Jonathan.
You think so?
Jonathan, Sierra, Crystal.
Crystal. Okay, I keep thinking Crystal.
I don't know if Sierra's gonna go all
for
the way.
For sure. Okay, for sure, Jonathan, though.
I think Crystal Jonathan? Might be the final girl.
Okay.
To be honest. Maybe Sierra might be bottom three, but
okay.
I don't know if she's gonna get to like final
she don't
two.
See George. You don't see George? And who said they don't
I don't
see
know.
George?
Mine is gonna. I don't know. I'm seeing Crystal, George, Sierra.
You don't see Jonathan?
Not necessarily.
Wow.
Only because, remember, he almost got eliminated with the little pool party.
True.
He was like,
everybody has almost been eliminated at this point.
That's true, man.
Everybody got saved.
I don't know if T.I. is going to get over him munching on booties, though, randomly.
But I can just see, like, T.I. telling, like, Jonathan, like, you have the charisma, but do you have the... You know, I can see him just, like, walking back and forth talking to Jonathan.
Do that. Like, his little back and forth.
Yeah, like, you have the charisma, but...
Do you have what it takes?
Yeah.
To be a part of Greenhouse?
I do want to just say, I looked up the word. It is not a word. Philanthropatory is not a word. It's philanthropist or philanthropy.
That's what I thought.
See, I think
no...
he said philanthropic, too, though. That's why I was like, it threw me off.
So
like, philanthropic. Like...
Now we know that low-key T.I. be making up his own words. And it's okay,
because
it's T.I. Because
nobody would question it. And it's all good, T.I.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
all
T.I.
love over
as
here.
Long as you make it sound good.
Yeah, you sure do.
He
so.
Did. So we're fine with it over here at Grand
It's
Hustle.
All good, guys.
That's funny. But yeah, so back to this stuff. So Jillian in this social media challenge, I wanted to take her phone away so bad. Like, sis, you are focused on the wrong things.
She
and
is.
Clearly the whole team felt that way. Also,
tip
nobody said
hat.
Anything. No, nobody said anything to her. They probably felt like she's the point. We're gonna let her do her thing, and if that's what she want to do, she'll go down for it. At the end of the day,
tip
which
the
is
hat.
What happened.
So, if you guys are just tuning in, Jillian had a bright idea to come up with a social media challenge. She got the idea from when Instagram had the ALS challenge mm-hmm. and was doing the ice bucket thing, but she didn't think it all the way through because T.I. was clearly like it took weeks for that to pop off and mm-hmm. for everybody to catch on, and she thought a challenge was gonna happen in a day and. Ultimately, that challenge went nowhere. I don't think anybody participated.
But then he gave her scrutiny. He was like, tip the hat like a butler. Like, how do you do? Like hello, nice seeing
can
you.
Can I sign your shoes?
Like, yeah, I guess she was trying to put tip, like T-I-P, together. I mean, I don't know. I just
maybe
wasn't,
tip for charity, too. Like,
tip for charity.
Send tips, you know?
Q-tip,
yeah.
I don't know. Tip of the iceberg.
I get the idea, I get the intention, I get what she was trying mm-hmm. to do. But I just think, like T.I. was saying, for this event, for this challenge, mm-hmm. it was two days.
Yeah.
So that wasn't what she needed to do.
But like T.I. said in one of the, on this episode now, he told them, like, don't try to do, like, do it.
Yeah.
So if he already had this type of mindset, T.I. doesn't really go for, like, tries.
Yeah.
Like, do it.
She should have just stuck with Sierra and Jonathan's idea, which was to get the flyer and then just post it on Twitter, like social media.
Yeah, but
whatever.
She has the type of personality that you can't tell her much.
Overachiever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like once she, but then that ends up biting her in the butt. Yeah. It's like you need to be open to other people's ideas instead of just honing in on yours because, mm-hmm. I mean, quite typically the idea was whack.
And it's like she's trying to go above and beyond, but it's like you should have went above and beyond as the point to do stuff that had to do with the thing. Like you had tables that didn't have no centerpieces. Mm-hmm. You had like cloths that weren't even like ironed or pressed out. Like, and he
didn't even
want to
help
challenge.
George. I mean, my thing is, he's a guy. Come on, you see these struggling, just help him. It's like she's not always a team player. Sometimes
she's not.
So,
and that's why she's not here,
right?
We'll get to that a little in just a little while. But yeah, so I'm like, everyone seemed like it seemed like George had the most ideas out of like everyone. Mm-hmm. But it was like when he fumbled and could not speak in front of the crowd, y'all. All his goodness just went out the window.
I don't understand why he continues to speak when he's not a great public speaker.
But you know, that's how you learn and get better. You not really put yourself.
This is a competition, honestly.
He should have touched this up a long time ago before you even auditioned for the show.
Mm-hmm.
He should have definitely went to public speaking
classes. Probably didn't think that he would act like that. You know, you practice by yourself and then you actually get in front of everyone. You're like, oh, you know.
He just doesn't sound confident. He doesn't sound assertive. He sounds like he's always thinking of his next thought when he talks and it's very slow. And he just keeps doing it. Like,
to
I don't
be
understand.
Honest, I wonder if he was just kind of like thrown off because he probably thinking like, if I'm going out for a job with T.I., I'm probably not going to have to be like a public speaker. You
That's
know what
true.
I mean? So it's like, he probably didn't even touch up on those skills. But
T.I. might be like, you need to be prepared for anything in this game.
Chelsea be having the best like impressions for like people. You should see her on basketball ones too, our Monday nights.
Oh my gosh.
With Jen and Evelyn.
always doing impersonations.
Yes, but so George decided to step up. He was like, the event is seeming a little dry. Nobody's stepping up for the auction gifts that we have over here. Mm-hmm. Of course, he didn't went all out and got some guy to come up with a little gold diamond grill.
Yeah.
And he decided to get up in front of everybody and was just like, hey, we have these auction gifts over here. People was in the back still gambling, sleep.
He wasn't engaging
drinks,
the crowd.
Nothing, like, no.
But what was shady is that when, I don't know if you're going to get to what Jonathan did.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. When Jonathan saved the day, then they wanted to start pulling people in. And, like,
oh
we all
God.
Said in agreement, like, you guys could have did that
when
George
so
did it. But it was just, like, so shady. It was, like, shade to George.
You
it
know was. They was throwing him under the bus. They just want him to choke so bad.
They
and
do.
It's, like, the sad thing about it is T.I. is noticing, and it's, like, it's kind of biting him in the butt a little bit, but it's, like, he's still under the radar.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's still skating up out of there.
T.I. is 100% aware that nobody likes him.
Oh, yeah,
I feel
for
that,
sure. They say it every elimination.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like because of that, T.I. is, like, let's keep him on a little longer.
Right.
You know?
Poking people.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, whether you like somebody or not, it's only one person that can win. So
yes.
It's not like being friends matters, to
it's
be honest.
True.
But I do feel like, you know, even when George did do the speaking part, I kind of felt like even when he was stumbling, when he was practicing, somebody else could have intervened. Like, nobody really intervened anyway. It's like they just let him.
Yeah, they let him embarrass himself. Yeah. And then it was like everybody, you had Terrence J and then the like K-Dub or whatever having their little two cents. It's like y'all got him up there looking embarrassing.
Exactly.
Like,
it wasn't
I felt like,
right.
See, luckily it was Jonathan, but I was definitely like, Sierra, Jonathan should definitely step up because, like, y'all have the host, you know, background.
Absolutely.
So it's like,
absolutely.
At least save your teammate.
Right, that wasn't
And
cool.
Jonathan got up there and he did what he needed to do.
Yeah.
And that's why I rock with Jonathan.
But see, I'm just kind of wondering, like, I don't know if it was the edits, but it was like, why did it only seem like Jonathan said, like, two or three extra words and then everybody else just got, like, real hype and was like, okay, let's get
Jonathan
up here.
Jonathan was just like, all right, y'all, what's up, everybody? And it was just like, everybody was like...
But I think because he included the crowd, he was engaging. He's like, hey, you, come out here since y'all
stand
there.
Oh, yeah, he was like,
I'm
about to start pulling people out.
Oh, yeah, and then you had Crystal and Grace out there pulling people from the crowd. Like, yeah, y'all definitely could have did that when George was speaking.
Well, they didn't
like,
want to because they don't like George.
I just
want to
say Grace was only saved because Terrence J. said that she was helping. I never know what Grace does. I never know what
she's hanging on for dear life. Grace, you hanging on, sis.
She
out here secure in the bag.
She really is.
She's like, it's like a two little doublemint twins now because it's like, oh,
she's not
in the red dresses, Crystal and Grace. They out here just charming and.
Well, she doesn't stand out. That could be because of her personality, though. She could just be more like introverted, but it's still sometimes on the episodes, I'm like, wait, where's Grace? Mm-hmm. Because I just don't remember anything. But you know what? She does, like, she always moves very subtle. Like, in the pool party, her and Crystal, they were there, like, being good hosts. Like, do you guys need anything? Is anything we can get for you? And then, boom, T.I. honed in on that. I was like, oh, look at Grace and Crystal.
She knows when to do it
exactly.
The right moment.
Exactly.
Because, like,
now,
anything else, she'd just be, like, real quiet and in the back.
Exactly. And then, like, now with Terrence J., she's like, oh, do you want to do the auction? And da, da, da.
But it does sound like she's kind of following Crystal. Like
yeah,
Crystal,
oh, definitely.
So she's just kind of clinging to Crystal, and so she's getting whatever Crystal gets. And that's
so if Crystal gets eliminated, what's going to happen?
Grace, you got to go too, sis.
Right. It's a package deal.
Grace, you might as well walk right behind the girl.
Mary-Kate and Ashley, y'all got to go. Tia Tamara, you out of here.
I mean, Venus and Serena at this point.
Venus and Serena, you got to go.
Y'all are so annoying with these twins. Oh, my God. Not Tia and Tamara. Venus and Serena, though.
Gotta go.
I almost choked. I almost took
you gotta go, Mary Kate and Ashley. That's it.
You're annoying. But yeah, so these eliminations, finally our girl, one of them at least, finally got eliminated. Jillian, it was time to go. That was just wrap it up.
It was definitely
like,
wrap her
it up.
Time.
Don't even sugarcoat it, Jillian. It was time.
It was her time to go. And she went out, I guess, with her chin up, which is okay.
Right.
But barely, because she was, like, real salty when she left.
And then she was like, who was the weakest link? And then she said George, of course.
No, she said Taron.
Oh, that's right.
She loved Taron to death, but...
We didn't even talk about Taron.
We didn't get on Taron.
We can talk about him briefly, because that's all. That was the only appearance. He had a brief appearance.
It sounded like he was more concerned with Sierra.
I think he is.
I feel like he is, too.
So deep in his feelings.
They not boot up. No more.
I know. And shout out to Sierra for noticing that it was a distraction and this is a competition, because that's really big of her, because most women will fall into that. Right. Like, even in your personal life, sometimes it can be a distraction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny that times are changed, because women are more like empowered.
We're bossing up.
Yeah.
Now,
and Sierra's like, oh, it's a distraction. And then, like, Taron is, what's his name? Taron? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tarion?
Taron.
I don't know. Taron is like, it's like the roles reversed. Like, Taron's in his feelings. Like, oh, she's not talking to me. Like, she being distant.
And I feel like that affected his performance. I feel like he was quiet. Because he asked her something. It's like, okay, you good? Okay.
He must be a Cancer. He's too emotional.
But it was cute seeing it reversed like that. Because usually a man would be the one like, all right, I got to fall back.
Oh, I love seeing it reversed. I'm like, evil in that regard.
Go Sierra. Keep it up.
Yeah, not evil, but I'm like, that makes me excited for women. Girl power.
Yes, but anyway, speaking of not letting distractions get you off focus.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's time for our live read. So, hey, After Buzzers, our network produced after shows for all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no other network, I repeat, no other network, that works harder to serve our television fans. But we need your help. You guys can help us. So we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made just for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, right? And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They are optional. So hit the subscribe button now for our channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV shows as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you on air live. For now on, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of talk TV.
Yes. Right. Thank you so much for that show.
You're welcome. Yes.
And if you're listening to us on iTunes right now, go ahead and give it that 5-star rating also. But yeah, so Taron was definitely off his game, though, because you could just definitely tell from the beginning. He was just like, oh, Sierra not giving me my attention no more. He just like, I don't know, all of his
like, get over it. Please. Immediately.
It's like, Sierra, what you did is wrong, girl.
Yes.
You did something.
Jillian tried to throw him under the bus real fast, though. Like, nah, Taron, he was just not there. But then he was like, I raised $700, oh, sis. Like, what you...
He was
she didn't raise enough money. She didn't bring nobody in. And all she did was focus on a social media campaign that didn't even get reposted.
Oh, and then when he asked her, he said, what was your engagement? She was like, it was a lot. He said, more than 100. It was more than one.
Like, what? So you only got like 5?
Right.
So that means that you have to see that, okay, this isn't working.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And do something else.
Granted, I will say, Jillian did ask people and tell people the idea. Nobody said anything, though. Yeah, nobody was like, I'm not feeling that. I don't think that's a good choice. Well,
she probably wasn't thinking about it, though.
What she should have done is reached out to a social media influencer and had them repost it, because that's what they do anyway.
Yeah.
And then maybe it could have went more viral then, but, you know, she didn't.
She was focused on the wrong things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not on the show, so.
And then didn't she say, like, her little campaign only made, like, $25, though? Like, how'd she get that money? And then $75 was just, like, a couple people that came and donated?
Very confused.
So he was like, you only made $100.
And then you're saying Taron is the weakest link, but he made $700.
Taron was like a silent assassin this episode.
Right.
He was very quiet, but he was definitely attacking.
And she's not even a people person. So other than you doing the social media, I didn't see her talking to people. Yeah. I didn't see any personality besides her getting on the mic at the end and thanking people.
Yeah.
And even that was quite aggressive.
It was.
I was like, ooh. Like, I'd be like, okay. Like, you know, thank
she
you for coming.
She did everything just aggressive.
She's so angry all the time. Thank you for coming. It's like, okay, all right.
How's he doing, Shamari?
You know, it's just like, thank you guys for coming. It's just like, the mic's up here, and I just don't understand.
She's mad.
She's
so mad.
It's just always a pout with her, mm-hmm. but you know.
Like, I ain't finna argue with you.
Not fly.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so I'm actually kind of happy that Jillian went. You actually called it like 2 weeks ago.
I called Jonathan with a J.
You did.
And then I called Jillian.
But
is that her name?
You didn't call Grace?
I'm not
calling her, but I'm like, I'm
Grace
still
since
like,
day one.
I'm still like next
I
week.
Have
I'm still
called
focused
the
on it.
Eliminations for the past couple of weeks, and I must say, whoever I say tonight, you might go home.
Let's get into these little predictions real fast.
You want to go before we do the trivia?
I mean, we can do that after.
Okay.
We can wrap up the show and then do the fun stuff at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, let's go into our little predictions.
Now.
So next week, it seems like they're just going like above and beyond. T.I. is actually telling them that they have to pitch a movie next week. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. I was thrown off by Crystal talking about she won a $40 million budget.
Yeah.
Like, sis, what type of Tyler Perry production are you trying to create with $40
Steven
million?
What Spielberg production?
Right. Research that?
Like, I mean, would y'all get Ava DuVernay, too? Like,
I mean, is this Transformers?
Though.
Or what's going on? He said
the Equalizer, like I don't know.
He said BT budget clip.
Just 40.
I said startup film festival budget. And no, we really don't even know what the budget is because we haven't seen it.
Oh my god. They're gonna end up on BT Cinemas, you know, Saturday nights at 8.
No shade because the show's on BT.
And they be having some good movies though.
No, they really do.
Like Lifetime little features on there. So
yeah, BT
like, okay.
comes with it with the movies.
They do. But yeah, no, I'm still just predicting Grace will go home.
Are you? Who do you predict?
I'm still on Grace.
Are
I
you?
Just got, she got. I just don't understand what she's contributing. Mm. I'm not seeing it.
I don't know either. I am kind of nervous for Jonathan, though, because I think this is, like, his field of stuff that he's most, like, known for, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Being, like, the host and being on TV and in production and all that type of good stuff. So it's, like, this might be his challenge that everybody's going to be like, well, Jonathan, you know the most. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to step up, so.
I think it's
gonna be
Teron.
You think so?
Yeah, because there was a clip of him and Sierra kind of like arguing. Hmm. I don't know if it was because of Teron or if it was because of what was going on, something by the water. But I feel that his distraction is going to lead to his demise. Mm. Hashtag your distraction can lead to your demise.
I like that. Ooh,
that's a word. I'm going to put that on my own notes. But I think it's Teron.
No, yeah. You got to get out of his feelings if you want to stay.
So. They are kind of like the two weakest links right now, though. We already got rid of Jillian.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, dang, I didn't know Javi was going to leave. I'm still kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe she's going to leave either.
I'm kind of surprised Joe was crying about it. That didn't really
wasn't
seem
nobody
like
crying for her, though.
Tears.
That's the cold part. Like,
yeah, everybody was like,
suck
no.
the tears up, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so anyway, that's our little predictions. That wraps up our show for now. But let's get into our little TI trivia real fast before we wrap up. Of course, everybody, you know our TI trivia. As always, this is all things TI. 4 questions, multiple choice. If you guys know the answers, please let us know you think so in the comments. All right, ladies, that's T.I. trivia. First question is, why did T.I. choose to drop his childhood nickname, Tip? Was it he felt it was unprofessional, A. B, he felt the record label forced him to change it. C, it was too close to the rapper Q-Tip. Or D, he didn't want women to think it was a sexual reference.
I'm going to go with B.
I'm going to go with C.
Shamari, you were actually right on that one.
Really? Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to get confused with Q-Tip.
Yeah, it's too close to another person's name. You can't have that.
Oh.
That's funny.
I didn't think of
such
that.
Such a vibrant thing.
I'm not really good with this trivia, so let's just get on with it. I never win.
It's all right, shows. Number 2. Which one of T.I.'s classic songs was released 10 years ago today? Was it Live Your Life? Was it was it B, Swagga Like Us, or was it C, Bring 'Em Out, or was it D, Whatever You Like?
Bring 'Em Out.
It was B, Swagga Like Us, because I am a Twitter troll and it's been all over Twitter all day.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Shells, thank you. You got that
okay,
one right.
1-1.
We're 1-1 right now. Wow. So number 3, which Young Money member does not have a song with T.I.? Does not. Is it A, Tyga? Is it B, Drake? C, Lil Wayne? Or D, Nicki Minaj?
Tyga.
Tyga.
You guys are correct. Tega's the only one.
I don't know what I'm doing. It's like from Arsenio Hall. Woo, 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 woo. Okay, 90s.
You know. Number four, our bonus question. What did T.I. buy when he first got his label signing bonus? Mm. Was it A, he paid off all his debts? Was it B, he bought Tiny's dream home? Was it C, he paid his uncle off for helping him? Or was it D, he bought a Rolls Royce?
I would hope he paid off his debt.
I would say C, his uncle.
I'd say A, but I'm not sure if
that's that what sounds he too was, responsible.
That's very responsible.
Yeah, C.
It's either A or he got Tiny a house.
Which
actually,
one?
It's actually shells. You see, you actually got that right. Yeah, he actually paid off his uncle with his first check.
Remember this? Raise the roof.
So was it 2-2?
Yes. It was actually a tie because you guys both said Tyga. I was like, wait. Yeah, so actually it's a tie tonight, ladies. Wow.
Thank you guys so much. You guys remember that?
We're getting better.
Yes. That was a good round of T.I. trivia tonight.
It was.
But yes, before we get out of here, what's our news and gossip, Shamari?
Yes, T-Report. Let me get into that really quick because it is super juicy. Okay, so basically, Asia Epperson, she's an actress, rumored as T.I.'s side chick, right? Mm-hmm. She was considered a homewrecker on Instagram, so she wanted to make a comment to that statement that was said to T.I. and Tiny's relationship, and this is exactly what she says. A homewrecker I would never be. Not my style. I'm into building, baby. However, ooh, on another note, just so you know, you can't wreck a wrecked home.
Ooh. Mm.
That was definitely a dig. So in response to all of that, Tiny and T.I. obviously had some issues, and since the Bobby Brown movie was just coming out, and she's actually starring in the movie as a character.
What character does she play?
She played Kim, one of Bobby's exes. One of his like first baby mamas, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And basically, Tiny does not want T.I. ever mentioning her name again or even watching her on TV.
Okay, that's obsessive. I can't watch her on TV.
Wait, but you know what's even more T? Why do I think this is the same Asia who plays in Greenleaf?
Oh, I was going to say, I thought she was that same girl he was spotted with recently, and he was, like, rubbing and kissing on her, and it was, like, a little clip.
Ooh, right.
The door. They were saying they think that this may be the same girl, but there's no
I think it actual. Is the same girl.
It might be. And that's, you know, unfortunately, it's just embarrassing to have that type of situation with your husband. I mean, absolutely. We're married. We have to even have restrictions on what we watch because you can't even, like, it's just stupid. And, of course, it's public, so everybody on your business. It's just
And don't be a homewrecker. Apartments, maybe. Condo apartments, maybe.
My whole thing is just like, I thought they were like going down a better path. Remember, he just got Tiny like a new car for her birthday. They've been like spotted out doing little couples things. Now he like upped her security.
But that's been their history. That's been their history, though.
Those are all just cover ups.
They're to the point where they're almost like best friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's always going to hold her down. He's always going to protect her, but he's always going to cheat on her. So it's like, what do you want?
It's a lose win situation, I mean, yeah,
it's almost like the value of marriage just goes down completely.
Yeah, but then the minute she was spotted taking a picture with Floyd, he acted like it was shit.
But ain't that how it always go, though? Like, the men don't ever want you to do anything on your own, but it's like the moment you step out and get your little Stella got her groove back together, and it's just like, oh, what? You got a new man now? Like,
the double standard.
I'm about to get you and him. Like, okay, now you're trying to be on some fatal attraction. Like, no.
It's crazy, but that's been their life.
It's unfortunate. Hopefully things change in the near future. I mean, it's been, 10 years for them?
It's not changing at this point.
But that's crazy. Like, you can't even watch TV shows now. Like, come on.
Because
what is that going to do, though? Him seeing her, he can still go on Instagram and look at it and go on websites and look.
I mean, that's a different
kind of job. Or he can FaceTime her.
Right. I mean, that's not going to change anything. If he wants to cheat, he's going to cheat, whether you restrict his viewing or not.
Yeah.
So... it's unfortunate. Wish you guys the best, though.
Yeah, we wish the Harris family the best, but...
stay strong.
But yes, that's that it for our news and gossip.
Yes, that is it.
Yes, but all right, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another after show of Grand Hustle with us. I'm your host, Kayla Renee. You can find me on IG at @theonly_ Kayla Renee.
And you can also find me on Twitter and on IG at Shells Yvette, CHELLZEVETTE.
And lastly, guys, you can find me on Instagram at Shamari Hartsog.
Yes, we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.